Hey, it's your girl, Shandrice, your small talk host. Ha, so let's talk career. Let's talk jobs. Let's talk finance and romance. Let's talk a little sex. Oh, wait, hold up. Let's not forget that celeb gossip. I got something for you, too. It's going to shock you.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Shandrice, bringing you a little small talk on this hump day. I got two fine men on the line with me. Oh, my God. If you could just reach out and touch one. We got us a what fashion guru. He doing his thing with his clothing line. And another one, oh, my God, he is a professional speaker. He go all around, everywhere. I seen church. I seen school. He talked to the youth. He talked to ladies. You better get in and boil and put a little conversation in your ear. What's going on? Mr. Lorenzo and Mr. Corey, welcome to Small Talk.
I appreciate you allowing me to be on here.
Hey, let me start with Mr. Corey, because he got that little bitter one over there that want to be up under him. So tell us a little bit about your clothing line. What's going on? I love them T-shirts, boy. I know you got a couple of them in your bag for me and Miss Ruby, Lady Tuesday.
Matter of fact, I got some in Atlanta already for you, even though I live in Tampa. The headquarters of my business is in Atlanta. So I got stuff out there for you. I wouldn't leave you out there like that.
Oh, good. I love it when a man don't leave me out there. Rescue me, baby. Rescue me.
Oh, of course.
Tell us where we can find your clothing line.
At newthug.com. Newthug.com.
What all you got?
And then, well, right now, I got I just got shirts, hats, and hoodies. But for the ladies, I just came out with the V-necks. I just had the circle collars at first, but now I got the V-necks for the ladies. And then I got hoodies and hats. So that's what I got so far. And wristbands. So, you know, usually the kids be big on the wristbands, but, you know, I want everybody to be wearing the wristbands so people can know where to go. On the wristbands, it got the newthug.com on one side, and then it say, you know, what the company is on the opposite side. So that's why I want the wristbands to get out there so people can just go look at the site and see what we're doing. We also do stuff in the community. We just had an event last week, and we was giving to the homeless. We handed out socks.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the number one needs in the homeless shelters are socks. So we had like 400 or 500 socks that we gave out to the homeless. And then we had another event, you know, and then we was giving away clothes to the homeless. And then we also going to be at the Jazz Festival. I think it's October the 2nd. But we're going to be vendors at the Jazz Festival. And then we did a thing for the cancer, the Tickle Pink Foundation. We also are part of that foundation. We give to that foundation as well. So we trying to redefine the definition of thug because it was negative. Only way we can do that is by doing positive stuff. So we try to give back to the community as much. We actually been giving everything, all the profit, then we give it all away. So far, we're giving it all away. I'm not going to lie and say it's going to be like that forever. But so far, the first 4 or 5 months, I gave away everything we made.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Talking about giving back and rebuilding. You is the definition of that.
It's reality. People in the community, they're verified. I didn't take a dime. Everything we took. And remember, with all the stuff I purchased, the investment up front was tens of thousands of dollars. And even the money we sell, we still give that back. We haven't taken anything.
And a lot of people don't know that when they order in clothes, they just figure, oh, I'm going to just grab this shirt, or he's just trying to get money. And that's not the case. That's the reason why it's not good just to look at a book on the outside. You got to open it up and read it sometimes.
Yeah, we got a very extensive book. What's the question? I'm ready.
How many times you done been called a thug?
When you look at the story. The story behind thug is a real story. When I was 14, me and my friends were on the corner, and the police pulled up and said, you little thugs need to get off the corner. I said, I am a thug. I'm out here trying hard to understand God. I went to church that day, and I told the youth pastor, and he said, that sounds like a clothing line. And I was like, okay. So last year, me, group of my friends, we were in the basement. We was just chilling watching football. And my uncle said, Corey, you got any good ideas in your head? I said, yeah. When I was 14, the cops pulled up on me and called me a thug. And I told him I'm trying hard to understand God. And he said, man, that sounds like a brilliant idea. You think that could be a clothing line? I don't know. Let's see if it's available. So we called the attorney. They did a search.
Right.
Nobody owned the word thug.
Ah, I love it.
I do not.
I love it.
So somebody had thug life, thug skin. They had T.H.U.G. Somebody had it in a Chinese letter, but nobody purchased the word thug straight up, T-H-U-G. And I bought it. I bought it October last year. It cleared February 4th this year. So legally, I own the word thug.
Oh, my
God. And my goal is to redefine the definition of thug to try hard to understand God.
Oh, my God. I love it. When this young lady told me I had to have you on my show, I said, okay, so what, you're supposed to be his model? What is it? She's like, no, you know, I'm going to support him because I love what he's doing and all this. So I said, well, what is his clothing line? She said, it's thug. I said, okay. As a female, only called thug. I said, okay. They called my son a thug. Okay, so tell me again. She was like, no, Shane, you got to understand. When I tell you Shapeer Jones only give me the best, she only give me the best. She said, this man is so powerful. When you talk to him, Shane, you going to love him. And she did not lie. Oh, my God, I love it. Now, what I want you to do right now is tell everybody your media sites, where they can reach out to you is. I want that website double time so we can order those shirts and we can help you redefine the word thug.
Because at the end of the day, that's the goal. I actually just did a video of me and my son, and I'm trying to get it. I posted it a week ago. So far, I only got 2,000 views on it. But if we keep sharing it, the only way we're going to change the definition of something is by doing something completely opposite. We're doing positive stuff in the community. So when you see a thug, you're going to be looking at me. Not a person out here cussing, yelling, screaming, none of that. Everything that you thought about a thug, that's going to be a thing of the past. So
it's going to change.
So that's what my goal is. So we share that video. We get it out there. New Thug Movement is the Instagram. New Thug is the Facebook page. And on my Instagram, we got about 2,000 people on Instagram, and we just did that in a couple months.
That's what's up.
And every day I put motivational things up. I'm trying. Every day. I do motivational posts, and then I put a post, a submittal that someone sends in with their clothes. I try to always do that. I actually just had people sending their submittal photos from South America. So if you look at, like, my last two pictures, I had a picture of a girl in Guyana, picture of a group from Suriname. So I even got people out of the country now starting to purchase stuff. The furthest person was in Hawaii. That was my furthest picture. I had somebody submit a picture from Hawaii, and they took a picture on the mountain in Hawaii and sent it. I put that. So every time someone submitted, I put the post of people that purchased the stuff and where it. And now those are the people that I show. And they're all type of people, doctors, lawyers, engineers, not people running around killing people. So we're trying to show you the new thug is somebody that's positive, and that's what I post every day.
So what's your wife think about your movement?
Wife, I'm not married.
Ladies, he ain't married. Hold on.
No, I was married, but that thrill is gone. I'm no longer married. I'm a single father now.
What? You doing all this good, positive stuff in the community and really around the world, and you single? Man, these ladies hit my website up all the time talking about what a good man is. Y'all better be listening to this radio show and get this man information.
I just got back to America Saturday night. I just came back. I was in South America. I just got back Saturday night because I was with the animation production team of Suriname and Guyana, and I'm actually trying to work out something with them to create a cartoon. So they're over the animation for the Southern Caribbean islands. So eventually, Thug will have his own cartoon, but it'll be a positive cartoon for Thug.
A positive cartoon. Oh, my God. Congratulations. Yeah, we gonna pray on that for you. We gonna send blessings your way. Anything that She Talk can do, we gonna do it. Bring you back when they launch the cartoon. Give you, get a commercial with us. All that good stuff. We gonna work it out. I love it. That ain't nothing but God. And you single? Oh my God. How many kids you got?
I got 1 3-year-old, and I actually. This is rare for my community, and I will say that, even though that might be offensive to some. I got married first, then my wife got pregnant, and then I had a baby.
Y'all hear him stressing that. Y'all hear him stressing that, right? Okay. So,
that's where I come from. I was probably one of the three. Why not? Is it true? They don't like the truth. I know everybody.
My listeners don't want to hear that. Come on now.
They like the truth.
They're gonna get down
like
and dirty. So, but okay, she got pregnant afterwards. But it, after you got married, but it ain't like you all sustained from sex until after
you got married. No, don't make me lie.
Okay.
Hey, now I'm gonna be honest. I test drive cars for a bond. Now I ain't nowhere in the world I'm gonna buy no $200,000 car. And I ain't crank it up and feel how it ride first. I'm gonna be honest with you. Thugs say trying hard to understand God. Not saying I already made it, because ain't none of us made it.
That's right. I love it.
Remember
oh,
the hard part. Don't forget the hard
God.
Part now. Don't forget that part.
Let me
in that order.
In that order. Okay, Mama D. Let me tell you something. These women out here, they don't want a good man. They is sleeping on our good men. Stop looking at that bling bling. Y'all better look. Man, this man getting ready to have a cartoon. He didn't lease the word thug. He bought, he purchased, he owned the word thug. So, I mean... Yeah. For real. And he has this beautiful personality because, as you know, on my show, anything goes. We talk about everything. We talk about everything from sex to marriage to divorce to I don't care what it is. We talk about it. So if you're uncomfortable, hang up the phone. Get offline. Do not listen because I'm going to go there with you and hoping that you'll go there with me. I have no problem with that. So I have this man have his own clothing line. He have given you his website. He's given you everything to reach out and order, not touch, but order his shirts. And we're talking in the UK. He got people in Hawaii wearing his clothes. So, we give you nothing but praises. We want to reach out to you. You all reach out to him. Y'all stay on the line. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk to my other guest, Mr. Lorenzo King. Okay.
Four women share the buck-naked truth to the world and free themselves from the burden and the bondage that deep, dark secret that you better not tell nobody creates. She Talk Radio presents The Buck-Naked Truth, Sunday, September 4th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. We tell all.
Singers, producers, rappers, and spoken word artists, get your 15 minutes of fame on She Talk Radio, the radio show creating the right place and time for indie artists. Contact us at music@shetalkradio.com.
Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th. 2017 at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org.
She Talk Radio and Television is giving our young ladies a voice to discuss topics of interest to them. The international search is on. She Talk seeks Girl Talk intern hosts from 11 to 25. For details, email girltalk@shetalkradio.com. We're taking submissions now.
Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you all for taking that break. Go get, you know, when it got you some juice, popcorn, all that good stuff. Come on back. We got the sex. Is it, am I saying your name right? Lorenzo, right?
Yes, that is it, Lorenzo.
Mr. King, how are you?
What's up?
Motivational speaker.
What's up? Sandrice, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on your show.
Okay, Shandrice, I'm doing well. Get out of there. We ain't in church. Now, I looked at your profile. I looked at your picture. You is a fine brother. What's going on with you? And all you're doing is motivational speak? You don't do no modeling? You don't do none of that? You don't sell T-shirts?
Well, you know what? There's some things I got that I am working on, so you got to stay tuned for the T-shirt part. But I definitely want to give a shout-out to my man Corey here. Just listen to what he's doing is, like, totally awesome. So I definitely got to link up with him regarding what he's doing. But I did modeling back in the day. You know, I'm getting a little old now, so, you know, these muscles ain't like they used to be. So, you know, I'm just trying to maintain right now.
Stop playing. You better take you some calcium pills and get back out there on the runway. What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
whoa, you a fire chocolate brother. What's going on? Tell us about this motivational speech.
Motivational.
And who
you
be speaking to?
I'll be speaking to everybody. I'll be going to, well, first of all, I go to the prisons and try to speak to the young brothers and try to encourage them just to let them know that, you know, the only difference between me and you is that you got caught and I didn't. So we try to go into the prisons. I've been doing that for about 14 years and just simply speaking to the brothers. I got sort of over doing that. I'm still doing that as well, but I've been going to some colleges. I'm a Spelman favorite. Spelman. I'm going back to Spelman actually next month, and speak to the ladies over there. Spoken at Bennett Morehouse, so that was nice. So just really speaking to colleges, to youth events, schools, wherever they need to be motivated. You know what I'm saying? So that's a little bit of what I'm doing all over the place. So you know.
Oh wow, that is really, really good, especially when you say you speak to a lot of the prisoners. So I got a question for you. If a mother came to you and said, look, my child is in prison and I can't seem to reach him, I can't seem to get him focused and on the right track, even though he's behind those bars, he's still talking about coming home, getting back in the street, coming home, doing this and that, I just want you to reach out to him, I just want you to go talk to him. What would be your speech to this young man? Reach one, teach one. What would you say to him to try and put him back on the right track?
Man, I tell you, that's definitely a specific individual basis in terms of the person. But first, I would try to connect with him, because you really can't correct people until you first connect with them. So I got to find something he likes to connect with him and just tell him, look, bro, it ain't over for you, man. And to really let him know, what is the thing that's going to make you get back up and leave out of this place and not come back? Because people are returning. It's like a revolving door. It's just coming back and forth. So I was just simply encourage them and find out, what do you want to be in life? What do you want to do? And what do you want to have? Because when you spark an interest like that, it'll wake up something inside of them. So if you can't connect, you can't correct. And so it's about finding out, hey, man, bro, what you want to be, bro? What you want to do in life, what you want to have. And that way, that can begin the dialogue and the conversation, like, okay, here we go. And and put them on a pathway to recovery or something, you know. And it's not going to be easy, though, you know what I'm saying? So he's going to fall. He's going to mess up again. Hopefully not to be locked up again, but being real, you're going to mess up. It's not going to be easy as you coming out. You're going to be tempted to go back to the streets to do your hustle again, you know what I'm saying? So it won't be – it's not easy. It's not definitely easy.
No, it's not. It's not easy at all from experience. It's really not. It's hard to get them focused. It's hard to get them on the right track. But when they see brothers like you all coming and talking to them, knowing, you know, what you all done been through down the same road, the same path, it makes it a little bit easier for them. So with you going, speaking to them and reaching out, even if it's only one, reach one, teach one. You don't save at least one of those guys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah,
it really helped. It really, really helped. What made you get into, you know, motivational speaking?
Well, it all started years ago. Me and my brother, we used to, of course, sell drugs. I would be, I mean, we used to be doing some crazy stuff growing up. And what happened was, as a result, he got locked up. He got 22 years fed time they gave him, right? And so as a result of that, I was like, man, bro is locked up, man. So there's something was an interest for me to find out how is it in the prison world. So at church, at my church, Word of Faith, I went to, was going to church regularly. I went to the prison, for the prison ministry thing, and I went into the prison and I was like, man, these guys look like me. They remind me of my brother. Oh, I know it.
Right.
14 years
right.
later, I've been doing it. So it was because of his, because of him being incarcerated, locked up, it sparked the interest in me to really find out how is it in there and what can I do to speak to somebody else's son, a brother or nephew or granddaddy or somebody, everybody in there, and encourage them. So it all started simply by him being incarcerated, and that sparked
me.
Oh, wow. Interest. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now, if we, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, you're fine. No, you're fine. I was going to say, and as a result of that, years ago, I used to stutter. So I never, I had a fear of speaking in front of people. So it's amazing how God shot it. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I was like, it was bad. It was bad. So,
and you end up being a motivational speaker. Ain't God good? God will show you, boy, what you think you can't do, boy. He'll put it on the table.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly. I had to unmute my. I was laughing so hard.
You were laughing?
I was laughing.
For real, Corey, man, it was bad, bro. I mean, a girl talked to me. I'm like, hey, my name. I couldn't get my name out. I'm like, let's forget it. My name's Lo. That's crazy, man.
That is crazy, but God show up and he show out. Okay, now if people want to book you, if they want you to come in, you know, to their jail, to their hell, to wherever, and they want you to speak, where can they reach out to you at?
I got this site with certain pictures on there that the ladies can see. It's a secret site. They can go there and book me. I'm just kidding. But no, they can go
MagicKnight.com, ladies. MagicKnight.com.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna use you now. Don't think, because you're going to get used. Now, you said we're going to link up. We're going to make that MagicKnight.com. I might can own that link, you know, in a little bit. So, so when it's all over, I'm going to use you now. You ain't do all that work for nothing.
I'm ready, man.
Exactly. I'm ready.
But they can go to they can go to booklorenzoking@gmail.com. That's a great way to reach out to me directly.
Okay.
Of course, I'm on Facebook, Lorenzo King. I go by L King Wise.
Okay.
And also, I'm on Instagram as well, too, as L King Wise.
Okay.
Well,
Twitter,
so,
Snapchat, anything like that?
Twitter. Snapchat, I got an account up, but I ain't really, ain't no action moving in that way yet. I need to sort of.
You better put some action on that Snapchat.
I know. I need to, for real. And I got a couple things I'm working on. I'm definitely working on an audio sort of like motivational thing, like 2 or 3 minutes, about maybe 20 tracks, just motivating. My gift is really analogies and metaphors. So I can take any analogy, any life thing, and make it relate to where you are in life. I make it connect to where you are.
Oh, wow.
Anything like, okay, for instance, I can say, ladies, you know, when I go to Spelman, I tell ladies at Spelman, in order for you to really get new growth, God have to actually cut off some split ends. And split ends, in order for you to get new growth from hell, you got to cut off what? Split ends. So I told him simply in analogy form, you know, he want to give you a wash and set. So he want to wash away the I can't mentality and set in the I can mentality. So in life,
hello,
you got to have a wash and set. You know, you got to have a neutralizing shampoo. What neutralized your life to make that change stick in your head? So there's different things
hello
like that, you know, words. I play off of words a lot and, you know, just all type of mistakes.
I like that. I like
yeah
it. That is very inspiring. That's nice. Now, I know you really don't want to talk about it, but, you know, it's me, so I don't give a damn. I'm going to talk about it anyway. Tell us about these shirts that you're working on. Now, you got orders in on them. That you still working on it, and ain't nothing wrong with that, but as long as we're supporting you, it's going to come on. You got those T-shirts. Tell us about those T-shirts. The shirts, the orders.
All right, so these shirts, what I'm working on right now, because I was inspired by, of course, the God is Dope T-shirt line, but I'm working on some shirts that's going to be, of course, a lot of them are simply going to be a lot of sayings and motivational things on there, and one of them that I'm working on, I haven't yet got this official yet, so I don't really want
right
to say what this one is going to be yet, but it'll
right
be things on there like no more walk-ins, live your life by appointment only. You know, things
oh
like that.
Okay.
Just saying things that's sort of catchy, you know, before you drive off into the next relationship, make sure that you have a clean and clear title. Things like that sort
ooh
of catchy. Yeah, because you don't want to drive in a relationship but you don't know the title. I mean, are y'all together? Are y'all booed up? Are you, what's the title, baby? So things like that, you know, another one is you like medicine, everybody can't take you. You got to know that you ain't prescribed to everybody, baby. You got to know who you prescribe to. And so people who can't take you, they will OD on you because they can't understand who you are. So you got to know who you are. So
OD on me, baby. OD on me.
Yeah. So
I like that.
Like that. Yeah. So a lot of wise sayings and things like that. You know, and also, you
now,
know,
so
one of them is stop dealing with knockoffs. No more knockoffs. The relationship you're in, is it real or is it a knockoff? Knockoff feels
ooh
real, looks real,
I need
but
that
it's a real thing. So is your relationship
ooh
a knockoff?
Ooh,
yeah, like
I
that
need that one.
You need that one? You can have that one. You can have that one. You can have that one. You can
have I
that
need
one that
one. Okay, now, if these, have people start ordering these shirts?
No, not yet. I'm still in the process of finalizing some things, so pretty much in September, maybe the middle of September, I'll be able to go live and put out a few of the products of what I actually have. And that'll be also available. I'm going to do a big blast. So if you want to be a part of
okay
an email blast or Twitter or Instagram, pretty much go to booklorenzoking@gmail.com. Shoot me your number and your email, and I'll put you all on that list, and we can make it happen. I mean, number for work purposes only. Never
clean it up
did
now. Clean it up. Clean it
yeah
up now. Clean it up.
See,
okay,
he married. That's why he said that. He married.
Oh, no,
no, I ain't got to deal with that no more. No,
Corey, I'm not married. I'm not married.
Huh? Oh, he took that back. My bad. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm going to mess the game up. My bad.
Bro,
don't be there. Don't be there.
Maybe you prophesied.
Man, I got these two fine men on the phone, and neither one of your men are married. You single too, Mr.
Yeah
King?
I'm single. Yeah. Single, yeah.
And
oh,
even if he
I
wasn't, I bet he's gonna be single now because we'd have messed the whole game up. But my bad, Miss King.
Yeah. Dang, bro. Messing me up, man.
That is
hey
crazy.
You gotta start
oh
from scratch sometimes.
I know, man. I know,
man. From scratch.
That's crazy. I love my guests. They oh two fine brothers. Oh my God. You ladies don't miss out on this. But let me tell you, I gotta take a small commercial break. I'm gonna come back and I got a surprise for these two guys here, boy. The questions I wrote down for them. I'll be right back at you.
I don't get tired.
Are you looking for a wholesome cultural event for the whole family on a Friday night? And you need to check out the Spoken Word Experience at Kingdom Cafe, located at 2610 Jefferson Street. This event is every fourth Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an open mic event. No cover charge. Just patronize the restaurant. We need spoken word artists, singers, and even comedians. The next event is Friday, August the 26th. For more information, you can reach out to Taomi Ray at www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Again, that's www.facebook.com Facebook.com/Taomi3000. Have you ever felt stuck in a toxic situation? Felt like you just couldn't leave? Well, you need to get your ticket out. Come and see the Centralia Experience, the phenomenal stage play sweeping the nation, written and directed by Tico Trent, starring Gary Little G. Jenkins from the R&B group Silk and Grammy-nominated gospel artist Vicky Winans. Get your ticket out. Come out to the production that's going to happen on October the 15th in Youngstown, Ohio at the Powers Auditorium. For more information, Google Gospel Productions. It's G-O-S-S-P-A Productions.
Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Hello, 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 and welcome back, welcome back. Let me tell you now, y'all know I do a little celeb gossip. You know, I got to put it out there. I really hate to report this, but what's going on with Chris Brown? How are you going to have a standoff in your house with the police and you already have that history of beating on Rihanna and having police problems? And now you're coming back with some more problems with females? You point a gun. I don't understand. Y'all, gentlemen, help me out. Help me out. Why the older generation ain't reaching out to this young man, ain't trying to direct him in the right path? Who he hanging around? What's going on? Good God.
Hey, the inspirational speaker got a motivational speaker need to have that one. I ain't working in the prisons yet, and he's going to have to go down to visit Chris Brown soon.
It looked like that's what he going down to speak to him. His bail money was $250,000.
Dang, yeah, that's crazy. But, I mean, you got to think about it, though. People like that, like Chris Brown, you got to simply – some people haven't really heard enough to really want to change. It's one thing to say, I want to change, but when you haven't really heard enough, and you would think, dang, Joker, you've been through all this stuff, man. You ought to be really trying to stay on the right path and, you know, and not be running into the same problems, recycling the same issues. But believe it or not, some people don't hurt enough. If you ain't hurt enough, you ain't going to change yet. You can learn
enough
to change. You can receive enough, but sometimes the last thing, baby, you got to hurt enough. And he hadn't perhaps had that breaking point yet where he's really sick and tired. We sick and tired of it, but he ain't sick and tired of it yet.
Yeah.
So big difference. So,
you're a good speaker because that is true. Until I went through enough, I ain't changed. I kept doing what I was doing. So yeah, you're right. He don't want to change. Well, you know, he might be doing this to get changed. Some people do dumb stuff just to get their attention before they can change.
Yeah,
I done that before too. I mean, I'm a human. You know, right. I wasn't getting enough attention.
Yeah, but he's really hurting himself trying to do it. That's crazy.
You don't know. You can't say that. It sounds like he hurting himself, but every time they do something dumb, they sell more CDs. And at the end of the day, he go to jail for a year and come back home and got $30 million. If he would have did that, he would only make $5 million.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. You is absolutely right. And it's crazy because it seems like that we flock to the bad. We uphold the bad, so we give them more attention when it's drama. Those low-key artists that's doing really good, that's not really in the tabloids and stuff like that, we don't pay no attention to them. We don't give them all this. Yeah, that's crazy. You're
he
right.
He's going to sell 10 million albums. He's going to probably say, he's going to name the album, I Pulled Out a Pistol on a White Girl. Sell 10 million albums.
You're right.
And then he'll have a police report on the title cover and put the police report in there, and now it's worth even more. You know,
that ain't nobody record. Corey, I can't with you. Corey, I can't. Look, this man don't bought thugs, so you know all his ideas is good. Oh my God.
Damn.
Okay, this is the thing. Now, both of you all single, so I'm really not disrespecting nobody, ladies at home, none of that. You know, maybe a side chick, but it's all right. She ain't going nowhere because she's a side chick. So how about this right here? Couple of questions, yay or nay. All you got to do is say what you like, what you don't like. Now, as single black men walking around, if you're dating a young lady, would you want her to wear panties or no panties?
No panties.
Ooh. Who was that? Who was that?
You know who this is. You got to let that thing breathe. <down the nut.
laughs>
No.
No panties. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
And?
Panties for me.
Why are you so quiet?
You heard me?
No, I didn't. Repeat it, please.
Oh, repeat the question, please.
We are Wheel of Fortune. I mean, not Wheel of Fortune.
I can't deal with you. I can't deal with you.
No.
If you okay.
I want her to have on panties.
You want her to have on panties? What? Okay. So,
that's too much
work. Okay. Hey, okay. Okay. Hi. Too much work. Okay. So, if you're going out with a young man, well, I'm going to put it like this because a lot of young ladies ask me all the time. If they ask a young man out, would you expect for her to pay because she asked, or would you still pick up the tab?
No, I pick up the tab. Only way I don't pick up the tab is she just paid them already. But I always pick up the
yeah.
tab. But I've been surprised when women just paid for it. But I still pick up the tab.
Yeah,
oh,
I pick up the tab.
Man, they are sleeping on these two good men.
Yeah, but you got to realize it like this. Payment, I look at payment completely different. I pick it up the tab, but she might want to pay me later. You understand? So, you know what I'm talking about? So I don't look at it like that. Yeah, I got the stomach right, and I got the stomach right. You know what I'm talking about?
I love it. Oh, my God. Okay, Mr. King, tell me, if you had to pick between Janet Jackson, Halle Berry, and Shapeer Jones, who would you pick out of those three young ladies?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Halle Berry. All right, Mr. Corey, come on.
See, that's not fair, man, because...
What?
I like all three, but I had a crush on Holly since Monsters Ball. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let me explain myself. I ain't seen Shapeer in that situation. The way Holly handled it, it kind of enticed me a little bit. You know what I'm talking about?
She nailed it, boy. Woo!
Now if Shapeer worked on got a scene like that, because. It made me look at everything different. But since she carry herself, I'm going to stay safe, holy roly. I got to take Holly because I know she bought that life. You feel what I'm talking about?
Holly, baby.
She bought that life.
Oh,
I know she
God.
Bought that life.
If you could build your own woman, how would you build her, Mr. Corey? How would you build her? What would you start with? What would you start with?
Okay. Well, I got to be honest. First thing
Please.
I start with is a mind. I got to have an intelligent one.
Come on, preach, brother.
And when I build that mind, I need intelligence. I need loyalty. I need stability. I need a stable mind. I need hard working in that mind because running a household and managing a relationship, hard work. I need somebody that got grind.
So
you
don't have all that and she's going to weigh 300 pounds.
Now, I didn't say that.
Yeah,
you said
it.
How would I start? I just started with the mind. See, that's your problem now. You jump to women don't like to listen. You see?
Hey,
see, you wouldn't have passed the test.
Yeah.
You would have failed stage one. You wasn't the woman I built. You see that? You already failed. I started with the mind. Once the mind strong, you already know. You already know. I like them about between 125 to 155, 165, they got some height on them. I like tall women. I had a woman 6'3 before.
I
like them tall. I like them tall. I like them short too, but I prefer the tall women. I don't mind. And I'm only 5'6", 5'7". I walk around with a woman 7 foot. But she looks good.
That's how short men is. They always get those high women.
No. That's not how all short men is. That's how all short men are strong are. See, I know I can handle mine. So I'm short. But when you look at her, she'll tell you I'm tall.
Oh, fucking now. Okay. That's what I'm talking about right there. Now, if you had the type of woman you don't build and she asks you, oh, I need you to go to the gym. Oh, I need you to brushing up on this, that, and the third. She, everything that you want her to be, would you do that for her? Oh, I love it.
Of course, because you say she's everything I want her to be. So why wouldn't I go to the gym?
Why wouldn't I dress like she wants me to dress?
I'm not going to dress like Young Thug or change my hair like Young Jock or nothing. But, you know, if, as long as it ain't to those extremes, you know, we can work on
it. I wasn't even going to talk about Young Jock. I left him off my radar this week. So you brought him up, so, oh, my God. When I tell you they nailing him for that hairstyle, they is nailing this man.
But again, he just sold 1 million albums from that hairstyle.
Right.
Now, he
wow.
could drop an
right.
album right now. And he just made himself $10 million off
the start. Yeah.
And you was right. You was absolutely right.
Young Thug got a dress on. I seen him wearing a Louis XIII dress with a Mortal Kombat hat on the cover of his new album.
Yes. Oh, my God. And they ate that up. They ate that up. Okay. Mr. King, you have not got off the hook. Build your woman. Build your perfect woman, your ideal woman.
The first thing, like my man said, definitely the mind. The mind.
Mm.
Once that is situated, because that has to be right, because y'all are crazy. You know, y'all, I mean, for real, y'all have flipped the switch. So, I really, a sound mind, I mean, really, I mean, you notice I didn't even start off with Christian woman first. Have a sound mind, because you got the right mind. We can build from there. Of course, you know, love God. And then that's all the internal stuff. And then a nice body, nice smile, nice nice backside. Because, and think about it, I love a woman who can hold
like
a great
back,
conversation.
Sir. I like that.
Yes, sir. You got to have a great conversation.
Look, he ain't say nothing else to you got to that backside. I like that.
I just like feet. It's something about a seat. I like feet.
Yeah, and you cannot have your feet. I'm 6'2", right? So, and I don't like no one, definitely, like my man here, like tall, 8 feet, like foot woman, not me. I have to be no more than, I don't
ooh,
really want to be.
Itty, bitty, ooh.
I don't
you like
anybody.
Short women. You like the women at your kneecap.
Hey, I gotta understand why. I know why he like that. I know what he's saying, though, because I ain't tall, but I know what he's saying.
I'm
going
to
I'm not going to respond to that because I got these people like, dang, Lorenzo, you said what? But, yeah, for real, definitely. I'll let y'all. But, look, hey, you got to – look, you can be spiritual saved, but you won't. You know what you want. At the end of the day, when you in the bedroom, it's about making sure you – because you don't get what you you get what you negotiate and sell for in life. And you really want to make sure you get exactly what you want. And don't just sell it for something because everybody else says, yeah, she good, she loves the Lord. You can love the Lord, but you got to look good. You got to be fine. So it becomes
that's
way
weird.
More than
that's
just, you know, she know the Bible. I don't care about you knowing the Bible. I know the Bible. Look, you know, you need to know, you know, I need to make sure you look good on my side. You know what I'm saying? And that's being real.
Right.
Like, I'm not knocking the other things, but, you know, I don't do ugly. And so in the morning times, I don't know anything about, I don't want to know about no scripture. I only roll over to see how you look. And if you don't look a certain way, it's like, So scriptures are not gonna get me turned on. So if you quote scriptures in bed, it's not gonna work. So you got to have
it won't work.
Yeah, so it won't work.
And look at Corey co-signing. Look at Corey co-signing.
It's true.
Oh
and I gotta throw this in there. I'm not trying to be funny, but I gotta throw this in there. We being 100.
Okay.
I need a woman that got stamina. She gotta have juice, a lot of juice. Gotta have stamina.
Ooh.
Strong back. Got to.
Ooh. So. You ain't never had no woman call you a two-minute man?
Never. You can check my resume. Never. I don't get tired.
I'm finna Google your name, boo. Ooh.
You can Google it.
What?
I don't get tired. I'm set my name
taking?
Bulletproof. Bulletproof. You know what I take? Food and water.
Corey, I can't with you.
Food and water. Hey, and I can say that confidently. I don't care who listening. I bet you'll never get an email, text message, or a phone call and say anything opposite of what I just said.
Oh. Now, on that note right there, I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to come back. When I come back, we're going to close out. I'm going to let these gentlemen let you all know their websites one more time, and we're going to close this conversation out. I'll be right back at you.
Let's play devil's advocate. The topic, my money ain't your money. Should a man who's in a relationship with a woman benefit from her financial stability? If so, to what degree? The scenario for the week, You're in a relationship, and you both want to take the relationship a step further. So you both decide that he will move in with you. You own your house. It's totally paid for. The question is, how much should he pay? Call the hotline with your answer at 803-587-TALK. That's 803-587-TALK.
Hello, am I back?
Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Hello, guys.
Yes,
how you doing?
Oh, where is Chantrice?
And she ain't like us that much. So
I guess not. I guess not. Well, I'm here. I'm the Lady Tuesday. I'm filling in for her, and I'm sure she'll call back in a minute. I'm not sure what happened to her. But
man, she just broke my little heart.
Let's talk about this woman you're building. Okay, one of you guys just described me.
I like her. I like
Mr.
her.
Mr. King, Corey,
yes.
Lorenzo.
Yes, yes.
Oh. Yeah.
She's back.
Yes. She's back.
Chantrice, you're there? I guess she's still not back yet. Okay, so.
I'm hearing
the Lady Tuesday's here, and we got about a few more minutes before the show ends, but I'm just letting you know that you just described me. All right?
You just said tall, right?
Tall? What else did he say? Stamina?
Stamina, I don't get tired. Yeah, I heard that. Let's keep going. That's
you
two.
You said you don't do ugly. Somebody said they don't do ugly.
Me.
Neither one of us. We both in agreement on that.
Okay. Well, I don't consider myself ugly. So, okay, so I think I fit in that category.
Hello. Okay. Am I back?
You're back.
Yes, you're back.
Corey, Lorenzo.
Yes,
she could hang with us, huh?
See, it's stamina game, ain't it?
She gave out.
She had to get some water.
I guess we lost her.
Oh my God, you need to get Verizon. You need Verizon.
That's what it is. Yeah, she got, yeah. That's what it is.
Okay. Well, like I said, okay, so you guys are standing your ground on how you would build this woman?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So since she's not back yet, I'm going to have to ask you guys to give your last words, what you'd like to say to the audience. We're getting ready to sign off. I want you guys to let us know what you'd like to say to the audience about this woman you're building. Your last words.
Lord, if she's out there, show me a sign.
Well, you put that sign. I answered the phone call. Her phone call dropped, and I got on the line. Here I am.
Okay. That might be the sign. That could be a sign. Listen, you know what?
That's the sign.
Well, we got to figure out a way. I need to verify. You got to have that verification. Now, I just didn't.
Right.
I need to verify.
You Google me. Google
my life
me.
My
okay?
Change immediately. Okay.
Okay. Now. Okay. We need to find out about the other guy. Is it Corey?
Oh, there is a. That's Corey.
That was me that just spoke.
Okay, Corey. Then Lorenzo. What's your final word about this woman you're building?
Get off of airplane mode because you can't answer the call. I'm trying to call you and reach out to you, but you're on airplane mode. Airplane mode, you can't accept calls. You can't make no calls. So I'm here trying to reach out to you. So please pick up. But I believe <leave,
So we need to play a dating game with you guys next time and have all the women call in and describe themselves and talk to you as far as making themselves available to you, okay?
Oh, that sounds good. I like that.
We'll do that, and we'll have Chantrice to orchestrate this whole event, okay? But well, we're going to put you guys out there, and we're going to have a bidding war for a call. Okay? And you guys,
right, I'm with you. Go with it.
Okay, we'll do that. Everything for a call. But this is She Talk Radio. We appreciate you guys calling into the show. I'm going to have to say goodbye to you guys on behalf of Chantree. Good night, everybody.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Yeah. It's another small talk segment. I loved it. Thanks for coming. I appreciate my guests. Oh, wait, and my listeners. I love you all. We have just completed another episode of Small Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. Don't forget, next week, get in on the conversation.